Perhaps the best known story about Minerva as Minerva. And of course, I'm referring to the fact that the Department of Defense, or taking my own advice, I shouldn't put this inventiveness in the bag, or I shouldn't attribute this inventiveness to a department. There was somebody in that department, and I would bet you money. We used to say that back in Detroit. It don't make no sense now, but you hear these phrases growing up, and you just, they st- okay, now that's a rural phrase. Anyway, I bet you something that was one of these tribes, Plato's tribesmen guys, these global state statesmen implants who came up with that one. Okay, so this Minerva story is a reference to the Minerva Research Initiative. They chose that word with purpose. Don't doubt it. It's significant. Perhaps the best known story about Minerva as Minerva, she's considered the Roman equivalent of Athena, comes from Ovid's Metamorphoses. But to save typing and time, let's let our favorite modern teller of timeless tales, Edith Hamilton. I have a real raggedy paperback edition I brought with her from childhood. I brought her with me from childhood. Let's let her give us her short version. She titled the story Arachne. The fate of this maiden was another example of the danger of claiming equality with the gods in anything whatsoever. Minerva was the weaver among the Olympians, as Vulcan was the smith. Quite naturally, she considered the stuffs she wove unapproachable for fineness and beauty. And she was outraged when she heard that a simple peasant girl named Arachne declared her own work to be superior. The goddess went forthwith to the hut where the maiden lived and challenged her to a contest. Arachne accepted. Both set up their looms and stretched the warp upon them. Then they went to work. Heaps of skeins of beautiful threads, colored like the rainbow, lay beside each, and threads of gold and silver, too. Minerva did her best, and the result was a marvel. But Arachne's work, finished at the same moment, was in no way inferior. The goddess, in a fury of anger, slit the web from top to bottom and beat the girl around the head with her shuttle. Arachne, disgraced and mortified and furiously angry, hanged herself. Then a little repentance entered Minerva's heart. She lifted the body from the noose and sprinkled it with a magic liquid. Arachne was changed into a spider, and her skill in weaving was left to her. And that's Edith Hamilton retelling Ovid, Mythology, Timeless Tales of Gods and Heroes. Now, as commoners, don't you want to give Minerva a big fat finger for her so-called repentance? Now see, this is power. Ovid had their number. He knew, none better, what states do when you speak the truth. And it is these brothers and sisters, our ancestors, who knew the state, who are pulling our coat. And for a visual, none better than Francisco Goya. One day, oh, I mean, I know nothing about nothing when it comes to what's called art, but you see this man's story in his work. I love the trajectory of this man's power. Wow. First he went for the phony kind. And then the earth took him and said, "We didn't give you this enormous gift for nothing. You serve your brothers and sisters." And he did. And when the earth pulls your coat like that, you get turned into a tool in a sense. In a sense. And those are the folks we need. They're no different from nobody else. We all have these enormous gifts. And I think every single one of us is given a moment when the earth pulls our coat. It's a choice, it's a turning point. And we have to listen to honor ourselves, our gifts, if we want to keep them. So Ovid knew none better what states do when you speak the truth. So I hate that facile speak truth to power. It just sounds so easy, don't it? No, no, no. You can't put our truth on a bumper sticker, unfortunately. I wish, don't we all wish that we just need to find those magic few words? All we had to do was hear them, and then the light would just burst through the darkness, and we would all wake up at once, like in the fairy tales. No. When you speak the truth, particularly the truth, that they are no better. They'll make you pay. They are not gods, but mean hoarders of means to beat us until we say they are. That's what's going on in Gaza. It's just that straightforward. We cannot, please, at this juncture, after Miklos's long suffering, to help us see, claim that we're perplexed when the Israeli state bombs civilian targets. Please. But this is what we get from journalism.